Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local man reports check fraud as a result of an employment scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Tuesday morning, a 37-year-old man reported a loss of $5,650 to the Gillette Police Department. He stated that he received multiple counterfeit cashier's checks from an unidentified individual whom he had agreed to work for as a personal assistant. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, their communication occurred through email and text messages. The man processed these checks using his personal bank account. Additionally, the man was notified of a compromise to his identity. Wasson said the case has been turned over to detectives for further investigation. Wyoming makes historic investment to expand high-speed internet access. Governor Mark Gordon announced that Wyoming has recommended funding 32 applications totaling $70.5 million in federal funds to expand broadband to more than 11,000 locations across the state that do not currently have access to high-speed internet. Governor Gordon said in a press release, "This is the single largest broadband investment in Wyoming history. These federal funds will ensure Wyoming communities and businesses that currently lack access to high-quality internet will be equipped with the modern infrastructure they need to access critical services." The U.S. Treasury launched the Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund in 2021, funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, which provides $10 billion for eligible governments to carry out critical capital projects that directly enable work, education, and health monitoring, including remote options in response to the COVID-19 public health emergency. Governor Gordon designated $70 million of the American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus Capital Funds Project funding for broadband infrastructure improvements across the state to ensure Wyomingites have the ability to telework, learn from home, and access telemedicine. The Wyoming Business Council Broadband Office is the administrator of the funds. In February 2023, the U.S. Treasury approved $70.5 million to expand broadband infrastructure in Wyoming through the CPF program. All projects must be completed by December 31, 2026. The Connect Wyoming CPF program was designed to distribute this CPF funding, focusing on deploying broadband infrastructure to bring high-quality internet service to unserved or underserved homes, businesses, and communities. The Wyoming Business Council received 116 applications, totaling $413 million in project costs, with $88 million in provider contributions, for a total grant request of $325 million. Josh Dorrell, the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, said, "We received a number of excellent applications from internet service providers across Wyoming, and these awards enhance connectivity in all corners of the state. These are big, complex projects that will help us build local capacity and create more opportunities for the people of Wyoming to learn, do business, and enjoy a higher quality of life." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.